Welcome to The Author Show, where we always present new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between, you name it, and you will find it here. To watch the TV version of the show, visit authorswebtv.com. That's authorswebtv.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to The Author Show at theauthorshow.com. This is your host, Don McCauley, and today we're welcoming to the program author Barry Eva, and Barry is the author of Across the Pond. Barry, how are you?
Fine, thanks, Don. How are you?
Good. Now, you write under the name Storyheart, is that correct?
That's correct. That's the name that all the books are written under. Yep.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been writing?
Okay, well, I moved across from England. It's an English accent in case some Americans do get it muddled up with Australian. I moved across from England in 2000, met my wife on the internet. We're now married. I've got two little kids of our own, so I do know about moving from England to America. I used to write short romance stories. A lot of people have read those on the internet, and I decided to write something a bit longer, and so I came up with Across the Pond. They say write about what you know, and obviously moving across the pond myself, I was able to write some of the actual incidents that have happened to me.
Now, do you write full-time?
No, this is just one of my many hobbies. I work on computers during the day, but I write and I run karaoke shows and stuff like that, so I have a pretty full life.
My brother runs karaoke shows, and he took me along as a roadie one time, and that was the most interesting thing I've done in many, many years. You get to meet some real characters doing that.
Oh, if they could do, film some of these karaoke shows and some of the people you get there, it's an amazing experience.
You know, there it is. There's your next career. You can start filming them and running them on TV, and it would be like a comedy show.
I've actually done it on local public access.
Have you?
Well, for the last 2 years, I filmed around I called it Talent in the Valley, because we're in sort of a valley in Connecticut. And, yes, I filmed the highlights of, well, if you call it highlights of the shows, yes.
Now, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, as I say, I actually moved across, from England to America, and obviously not just during the business day, but even just talking to people, you run into all sorts of issues with the language and the differences. And I wanted to write something a bit longer. I wanted to write something for sort of younger people. Initially, when I started off, it was like 11, 12, 13 year olds, but because obviously I had sort of some romance type writing experience beforehand, when the romance part came into it, it sort of went up to 14, 15. Though, to be quite honest, I can't really pigeonhole it in a young adult romance type area, because I've had people from 10 to 80 comment on the book and say how much they enjoyed it, and a lot of mothers have picked the books up after the kids have read it and they've enjoyed it even more than the kids, sort of thing. So it's a book for the young and the young at heart, I'd say.
Okay. Now, how do you go about creating your characters?
I end up being the character. I'm sure the Fred, the hero in Across the Pond, has definitely got some of me there. And when I'm writing, I actually sort of become the character as I write. And I think that helps. It makes it more realistic. And a lot of people have sort of commented that the characters are realistic. Picking names is as hard as anything, to be quite honest. You've got to watch your dad use the same names over and over again, sort of thing.
Right. Now, when you develop a character, do you come to the table with the character fully developed and the storyline developed, or is it more of a situation where you sit down and you start writing and just see where it leads you?
Okay. With the short romance stuff, obviously I can do that. I can churn a story in my head, and then when I'm ready, I just dash it down in like 30 minutes. When I came to writing a novel, I had to basically teach myself to write again, to try and stop myself finishing so quickly. It did help in a way, because it helps with the hook at the end of each chapter. But when it came to the characters and the plot, I had an idea for the story, and it took me several months to do the first three chapters over and over again until I got the beat of the story, the rhythm and the voice of the story. And after that, the characters just developed. I've just started the second one, and I have actually sketched the whole book and plot out, and I'll just see how much I can fill in the flesh on that sketch.
What do you enjoy the most about the writing process?
Reading the reviews afterwards. to actually sit and write, especially when I've got two young children, is not that easy. It's hard for me to not sort of dash through it. I've got to stop myself at the end of each chapter and go back and you know, take it to the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators meetings and other things like that, you know, to get people's feet on it. I want to just dash on and on and on. And, of course, the brain runs quicker and the fingers can type half the time, and that's when you sort of make mistakes and that. But to me, the best thing is, you know, to see how people have enjoyed it. That's the main thing.
Right. What do you enjoy the least about being an author?
I don't class myself as a brilliant literary person. My spelling's atrocious. Thank goodness for spell check. That's all I can say. I'm more of a storyteller. So I think the actual sitting there and sort of working out the literary parts and correcting all the spellings and everything is the worst part of it.
Right.
And the ending. I had trouble with the ending because I wanted to do a twist, and I try and find a twist in all my stories for the ending.
Okay. If someone came to you and said, you know, I'm thinking about becoming a writer, I've never written anything before, what advice would you give to that person?
Okay. Go out there and learn. There are so, with the internet these days, there are so many helpful people, so many helpful sites to learn, you know, to build the knowledge that you need to become a writer. And when you've learned and when you've created your book, have faith in it. You know, don't be put down. It's your creation. You should be proud of it.
If an alien came down from outer space and said, what do you do? And you said, I'm an author. And the alien said, what's an author? How would you answer that question?
Okay. I paint a picture with words. I take you to a place to escape from the normal run of reality and make you feel part of that place.
What is it that really motivates you about writing? What I'm asking is, why do you do it?
I do it to put a smile on people's faces. With the short romance stuff, some of them are obviously a bit tear-jerkers, and I did on the website put a box of tissues next to those to warn people that they can be. But you know, when somebody comes back to you, and one of the reviews, a lady whose son had read the book, and she picked it up, and she told me that, you know, she picked up the book after he'd finished it, and the housework was forgotten, lunch was forgotten until she finished it, and that's great. You know, it means that people have enjoyed it; they wanted to read the next chapter, and that's great. If people do that, what more can you ask for?
Now, you mentioned feedback. What kind of feedback have you received from
It's been terrific. I mean, the book's only been out since October, and I must have had 40 reviews. I got 34 reviews on Amazon alone, and 26, 27 of those are 5-star. I mean, people of all ages have enjoyed it. I've even been called the new Judy Blume a couple of times, which I think is great, you know.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. That's wonderful, as a matter of fact. What do you do to market your books?
Okay, well, this day and age, obviously, the internet is the place to go. Again, there are so many places out there, so many things that you can do to help publicize your book. At the moment, I'm on a virtual book tour with a company called PumpUpYourBookPromotion.com. And it's great because you're visiting blogs and you're visiting people from England to Australia through America. You're having more people read about your book than if you were going to bookstores for, you know, 100 years almost. You know, some of these blogs have million hits a month sort of thing.
Right.
And that's the way forward. Look, sit there. You don't have to leave your desk, and yet you're meeting all these people from around the world.
Well, I think that our listeners would really be interested in that, because that's one of the questions, being in the book marketing business myself, that I get a lot. Explain exactly what your book tour is all about, how you're going about it.
Okay. Basically, every day I'm a guest on a blog, or I'm being interviewed for a blog, or radio programs or blog radios and things like that. So I am either being sent questions to answer, like as in an interview, or I'm doing a live sort of chat session. And some of the questions are really interesting. I mean, some of them are the standard, you know, how did you come to write it and things like that. But some of the I've had some weird questions. I had one from a blog said, the president has written several books, and he calls you to a hush-hush session to ask you how best it is, you know, he could advertise the books, promote them. And my answer was, invite Oprah to the White House. I love something with a bit of humor in it and stuff like that. It's a bit out of the ordinary. And doing a virtual tour, it gets you that. It gets you to meet people. As I say, there's a couple of sites with a million hits a month. I mean, how many bookshops would that be equal to?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And it's all over the world. I have done one in Australia. I've done one in England. You know, I have people asking questions from Europe. I had a couple of people asking questions from India. You know, it's great. It gets you. It's a small world with the internet these days.
So the reverse of that question would be, what's been your greatest marketing challenge?
Greatest marketing challenge. I think actually getting the word out there in the first place. Because it's print on demand, which, to be quite honest, these days, print on demand and print yourself are the ways to go, because bookstores aren't bookstores anymore. They're just big warehouses that take stuff in and then try it for a couple of weeks and then ship it back if it doesn't sell. I think getting the word out there, getting places like schools and libraries and things like that to pick it up. Luckily, I've got a couple of school bookings coming up, and I think once I'm out there on the school tour, say, I think that, you know, that could be a doorway. Obviously, the English accent and the differences between England and America is a sort of thing that kids would love, you know, especially if I take some sort of English candy along to dish out as well.
Right. Now, as a writer, what's next for you?
Well, I've had a lot of people since I started this new book, this first book came out, saying, when's the next book coming out? When's the next book coming out? A lot of people have seen there's like two possible books, loose ends that I've left to bring the next book along. And this last week I have made a decision on which way I'm going forward, and I've started sketching out the next book. So that's going to be another book by the end of this year, and hopefully I'll start on the third book towards the end of this year as well.
Time's getting short, so that brings us to our final question and most important question. Where can we find your book?
Okay, you can find it on all the online bookstores, Barnes & Noble, even to Target, Amazon, all that. You can also find about me, the book, and you can meet a couple of the characters at the website, which is https://across-t-pond.com. So that's across-t-pond.com. Or they can always contact me at acrossthepond@mail.com.
Wonderful. This has been just perfect. Our guest today has been Barry Eva, who writes under the name Storyheart, and Barry is the author of Across the Pond. Barry, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Don. It's been a pleasure.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of the Author Show Radio at theauthorshow.com. And if you'd like to be on the program, simply visit www.theauthorshow.com, and there you'll find a request for invitation. Fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. Join us tomorrow for another special guest.
Thank you for listening to The Author Show. To contact us about the show, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 1-877-955-8800. Or visit wnbnetworkwest.com. Tune in next time for another great author on The Author Show.